This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, March 8th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Debbie Mayer in the Columbia paper reports that Germantown voters on Tuesday, March 10th, will weigh in on an $11.3 million capital project. There are 27 items in the project, including a new auditorium, new band and theater arts rooms, restrooms, adding spectator seating to the elementary school gymnasium, and relocating the outdoor basketball court and playground. The property tax increase would be 36.7 cents per $1,000 of full value, so a home assessed at $200,000 would pay about $6.12 more per month in school property taxes, or $73.40 a year beginning in 2021. If approved, the projects would be completed in the fall of 2018. The district hasn't updated facilities in such a major way in 15 years. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. in the school lobby at 123 Main Street in Germantown, with a Thursday, March 12th date saved if the election is snowed out. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Clocks rolled forward early Sunday as daylight savings time is now in place. If you forgot to move your clock an hour ahead, do so now. Government officials also recommend replacing batteries and smoke detectors at daylight savings time. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m. on Sunday, then a chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. New snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. Sunday night, there is a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 7 p.m., turning to snow later, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Monday, there's a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 37 and a low around 17. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 43. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.